Hello. The poet Rudyard Kipling wrote, "If you can meet with triumph and disaster, and treat those two impostors just the same." In this line, Kipling emphasizes the idea that both success and failure are fleeting and should be approached with the same level-headedness. He calls them impostors because neither success nor failure truly defines a person. They're both temporary conditions that can be misleading. I'm here to provoke you to good works. Thanks for joining me. I'm fascinated by universal principles. These are principles that apply to a broad swath of life experiences, whether business, your personal life, or spiritual growth. These principles can often be found in the Bible, or at the very least, they're consistent with biblical teachings. They're also practiced and taught by leading thinkers and successful individuals across various fields. One such thinker that I'd like to focus on today was the late Charlie Munger, often regarded as a modern-day Benjamin Franklin. If you're not familiar with Charlie Munger, he was a legendary investor and businessman, best known as Warren Buffett's right-hand man at Berkshire Hathaway. His impact on the company's success was profound, thanks to his unique approach to investing and his emphasis on understanding a broad range of subjects to make better decisions. Before he ventured into investing, Charlie was a successful attorney and co-founded the Los Angeles-based law firm Munger, Tolles & Olson. Beyond his business achievements, he was a generous philanthropist, notably supporting educational institutions. Charlie was also a thoughtful speaker and writer, with a book of his compiled writings and speeches called Poor Charlie's Almanac, becoming essential reading for anyone interested in investing and life wisdom. His ideas and ethical approach have certainly left a lasting mark on the world of business. So Charlie was renowned for his profound advice and sharp intellect, but one lesser-known aspect of his life was his deep admiration for Benjamin Franklin, who was a founding father of the United States, an inventor, and a prolific writer. In fact, the title of Charlie's book, Poor Charlie's Almanac, is a play on Franklin's own Poor Richard's Almanac. So what is it about Benjamin Franklin that captured Charlie Munger's imagination? He often cited Franklin as one of his greatest influences, admiring his practicality, his curiosity, and relentless pursuit of self-improvement. Benjamin Franklin was a man who believed in constantly refining himself. That's a trait that Charlie deeply respected and emulated. Franklin's famous virtues like temperance, frugality, and humility resonate strongly with Munger's own philosophy. Munger admired how Franklin balanced a wide range of interests with a disciplined approach to life, combining practical wisdom with humor and humility. These qualities are not only admirable, but also highly instructive for anyone seeking success and personal fulfillment. Munger often referred to Franklin's life as a blueprint for success, particularly highlighting Franklin's ability to learn from his mistakes and continuously develop. This closely aligns with Munger's own views on the importance of lifelong learning and adaptability. With that said, I recently came across some advice that Charlie Munger gave to someone who asked how to deal with mistakes in investing. In his response, it became apparent that the advice applied beyond the world of investing to mistakes made in nearly any aspect of life. The advice we'll discuss today epitomizes these universal principles that apply across a broad range of life experiences, and more importantly, remain consistent with biblical values. In answering the question, Charlie pointed out that everyone makes mistakes. Nobody is flawless, and that's perfectly okay. What's crucial is how we handle these setbacks. He adapted Kipling's advice to treat those two imposters just the same, success and failure. So let's break down his advice into practical steps for dealing with mistakes and making better decisions, while also drawing on some relevant verses from the Bible. Step one, accept that you made a mistake. It can be a hard pill to swallow, but refusing to acknowledge our mistakes only prolongs the pain and, more importantly, impedes our learning. Now, it's critical to distinguish between a mistake and sin. Those two are not the same. But the Bible provides a consistent pattern that demands we acknowledge and confront both. That pattern can be observed in the contrast between King Saul and King David. When Saul was confronted with his sin, he justified it, and he even asked Samuel to come worship with him in front of all the people in an effort to portray that nothing was wrong. David, on the other hand, acknowledged his sin, and he diligently sought after God's forgiveness and his power to change. Proverbs 28, verse 13 says, "Whoever conceals their sin does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy." While a mistake may not necessarily rise to the level of sin, the universal principle is that acceptance of your mistakes is a necessary first step in learning from them and growing. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, we're instructed to examine and test ourselves. Galatians 6:4 tells us to test our own actions, and Lamentations 3, verse 40 encourages us to examine our ways and test them. Being honest about our mistakes starts with being honest with ourselves. Acknowledging a mistake doesn't define you as a failure. Rather, it opens the door for growth. Step two, analyze the specifics. Determine what led to the mistake. Was it a lack of information, or did emotions cloud your judgment? Sometimes decisions must be made without all the necessary information. Ask yourself, did I use everything I knew to make this decision, or were there gaps in my knowledge? Or did I do the best I could with what I had at the time? It's essential to recognize that making a wrong decision can feel exactly like making the right decision in the moment. This underscores the importance of being prayerful and as knowledgeable as possible and seeking godly counsel. If emotions were a factor, James chapter 1, verse 19 instructs us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And again, Proverbs 14, verse 29 adds that whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. This principle also applies to ambitions like building wealth. In Proverbs 28, verse 20, it says, "A faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished." Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 informs us that the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. Sloppy preparation and decision-making are controllable. Seeking wisdom helps understand the root cause and refine your decision-making process. Human biases often have a profound impact on our decisions, whether we realize it or not. In fact, we'll likely discuss human biases in a future episode. Step three, extract lessons from the mistake. Every error is a learning opportunity. Reflecting on what went wrong helps identify the circumstances and decisions that led to the error. This process aligns with Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26, which encourages us to give careful thought to our paths. Understanding our mistakes allows us to adapt our approach, develop new skills, and implement safeguards for the future. Proverbs 24, verse 16 offers profound encouragement. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of disaster and collapse. This verse highlights that falling is a normal part of life, even for the righteous. What matters is our response, our ability to rise again and learn from our failures. William Ellery Channing said, "Difficulties are meant to rouse, not discourage. The human spirit grows strong by conflict." Maintain a growth mindset by viewing failures as opportunities for improvement. Practice self-compassion, seek support, and take actionable steps based on the lessons learned. And trust that God can use our failures for good, as Romans chapter 8, verse 28 assures us. By embracing this wisdom, we can turn our failures into stepping stones toward greater strength and alignment with God's purpose in our lives. We can glorify Him in our daily walk. Step 4, don't dwell on the past. While learning from past mistakes is crucial, it's equally important not to become trapped or debilitated by them. Dwelling on errors can lead to regret and paralysis, hindering instead of encouraging progress. Instead, use the knowledge gained to inform future decisions. In Philippians 3, verses 13 and 14 advise us to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead, emphasizing the importance of focusing on our goals and moving forward. Now, reflect on your mistakes to understand what went wrong, but avoid ruminating on them. Set clear, achievable goals aligned with your values. Practice self-compassion and surround yourself with supportive individuals. Now, use past experiences as valuable lessons rather than sources of regret. Trust in God's plan and focus on our heavenly calling to transform failures into stepping stones for success. And finally, step 5, don't be too timid. Growth often requires stepping out of our comfort zones. Now, while caution and prudence is important, excessive timidity can hinder progress and prevent us from seizing valuable opportunities. Taking well-considered risks is essential for personal and spiritual development. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 4 reminds us that whoever watches the wind will not plant, whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. This highlights the danger of waiting for perfect conditions and thereby missing opportunities. Act with faith, even when circumstances aren't ideal. Balance caution and boldness by assessing the situation, seeking wisdom from trusted advisors in God through prayer, and starting with a manageable risk to build confidence. By finding this balance, we can navigate life's challenges with confidence and purpose. So we began today's discussion with Charlie Munger's advice on handling mistakes. And this advice applies to all aspects of life. These principles that work in business, investing, and life are universal and can guide good decision-making through learning from mistakes, self-education, perseverance, and courage. Life is a long-term thing filled with ups and downs, successes and failures. What truly matters is how we navigate through them. And Galatians 6, verse 9 provides this long-term perspective. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So to summarize how to deal with mistakes that we've discussed today. 1, accept that you made a mistake. Denial only prolongs the pain and prevents learning. 2, Look at the specifics. Was it a bad decision due to lack of information, or did your emotions cloud your judgment? Number three, extract lessons from the mistake. Understand what you can do differently next time. Number four, don't dwell on the past. Use the knowledge gained to inform your future decisions, but don't let past failures paralyze you. And finally, number five, don't be too timid. Take risks, but make sure they are well thought out. And from The Wealthy Gardener, a book I've referenced before, an unprepared mind invites suffering during the challenges of the day, but a battle-ready attitude leads to composure and poise in turbulent conditions. As we wrap up today's episode, remember that every mistake is a stepping stone toward better decision-making. By accepting, analyzing, learning, and moving forward with wisdom and faith, you set yourself up for growth and success. Mistakes can take on a beneficial aspect if we're determined to learn from them.